And we have our first guest in studio with us. Patty Hetke with the Medina County Board of Developmental Disabilities is in studio with us. Patty, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great today. Thanks for having me.
Well, Take Flight takes place tomorrow at Hopkins International Airport. Tell us all about Take Flight. What exactly is happening at this event?
So the Medina County Board of Developmental Disabilities, in partnership with Cleveland Hopkins International Airport and United Airlines, is putting on a dress rehearsal for families and individuals with developmental disabilities so that they can experience what it is to go through the whole lead up to a flight, getting on a plane, so it can alleviate some of the stress and anxiety they might be have before they actually go and take a trip.
Where did this idea come from? Because I think that's very interesting. For those that have never actually gone through that process, you know, me personally, I don't fly a ton. I do it a couple times a year, but, I mean, even for me, only doing it a couple times a year, sometimes I need a refresher as to how to go through that process. But I know for those that have never done it, that could be a very, very exhausting process. Where did this idea come from?
So we're lucky enough that on our board of trustees, we have a member who is a flight attendant for United Airlines. And she also has a son who has autism. And she came to our board and asked, is there something that we can do to help families who are faced with travel anxiety? It's a lot of money to buy tickets to travel, and you don't want to shell out $1,000 if you're not going to be able to get on the plane. So we came up with this idea of, you know, what can we do to help families? And we worked with the airport and United Airlines and came up with this idea of this dress rehearsal. So it's the entire package of what you would go through if you go to the airport to travel.
Now, do they get to go on the plane, too? Do you get to go out there, go out on the runway, and then go onto the plane as well? Is that all part of the deal?
So they do everything that you would typically do if you were flying. They go to the deck, the desk, they check in, they get their boarding pass, they check luggage, they go through TSA. We are so fortunate that the TSA has actually opened up a lane specifically for our event, so that if we have some individuals that maybe are having some difficulty or anxiety going through that particular process, we're not holding up other travelers that day. And then once they get through TSA, they are going to go down to a gate. They've dedicated an entire gate for our program. They'll board the plane just like you typically would. They'll sit on the plane. They'll go through the instructions. They'll meet the pilots. The plane will start. It won't taxi. It's going to stay in place. But then once that's completed, they'll get a chance to have pictures with the pilots and the flight attendants. They'll get off the plane, and then we're going to go have lunch.
Very cool stuff. Again, Patty Hetke with the Medina County Board of Developmental Disabilities is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about their event tomorrow, Take Flight, at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. Patty, I'm guessing that for some of the kids that are involved with this as well, this might be their first experience not only on a plane but also at an airport. That's got to be at least a little bit of a thrill for them, no?
Oh, absolutely. And some are really, really looking forward, and some really do have that anxiety. I know when I fly, I have anxiety. So if you have a developmental disability or a physical disability, it can be a daunting task. So we really want to make this a fun adventure, that it doesn't have the stress and anxiety that you would typically have. So we're really trying to make sure it's a really supportive environment for the folks that attend.
Who do you find an exercise like this one kind of helps them out? Because I know as a parent, I have two younger children. I dread if we ever have to get on a flight. Because I was a kid once as well. My family lived overseas, and I remember how it was for my poor parents and the things I put them through. Who do you think it helps the most? Does it help those young kids? Does it help the parents? Does it help everyone?
I think it actually helps everyone, and not only just the families, but the TSA agents, the flight attendants, the pilots. It gives everybody kind of exposure to maybe some of the challenges and concerns that families would have when they fly. I know that I have anxiety when I fly, and when we took my daughter on a plane for the first time, I was more nervous than she was. As a parent, you imagine the worst case scenarios. So this really is a true dress rehearsal. So if they encounter an issue, that they can actually back up in the whole program and start over. And so I wish I had a few do-overs the first time I took my child on a plane.
See, for me, the anxiety takes place before I get on the plane. Once I get on the plane, I'm fine. But for me, I'm always worried, A, am I going to get there on time? B, am I going to be stuck in security for 6.5 hours before I actually get to my gate? But I think it's fascinating that the question that Matt just brought up, you know, who do you think that benefits more? Just because I think as a parent, you're trying so hard to prepare and plan for anything that might happen on the way to the gate. But it's not like all those concerns go away once you get to the gate. Once you get on the plane, you know, everybody's got a different measure of anxiety once they get up in the air. Now, you guys aren't going up in the air, but you think that, you know, for a lot of parents who are going through this process with their kids for the first time, that it's almost like that hickory moment when you get there and you see how this process works. It's like, oh, okay, this isn't so bad.
Right. And then if you add on top of that somebody who's in a wheelchair or somebody who needs a service animal with them or somebody, we have some individuals that have to be on a liquid diet, so they have to take those types of things on a plane with them. How do you address that at TSA? So if you take your normal anxiety range and then add all these kind of contributing factors that when you're traveling with someone with a disability, you can imagine the fear that would get within a parent that you would just not want to do it. So this is really our way to try to bridge that gap of fear for families.
I have to imagine this answers a lot of questions too, because you can talk about this, you can call TSA, you can go through the motions, but until you've actually gone and done it, I mean, there's no way to practice this in your house, in your backyard.
Right. You can watch as many YouTube videos as you want. You can read as many books. You can do all the research. You can think you're prepared. But until you're actually there and in the environment, and we all know airports can be confusing and loud places. So it's a great way for families to kind of find out where they really are going to have struggles and how will they adapt without the pressure of, we have to get through the gate, we have to get on the plane, we're holding people up, without all that environmental pressure. This is really meant to be a very calm and supportive way for them to learn.
And you mentioned that the airport opens up a TSA gate for you guys as well. Are there things that people learn kind of going through there? The TSA kind of help them in saying, look, you can bring these things, you can bring these things, you can't bring these?
Absolutely, absolutely. Medications, a lot of our individuals have medications. What are you allowed to take with you on a plane? What can't you? If you're in a wheelchair, how do you get through the security measures that are in place? There's just a multitude of questions that families have. And we've heard it already as people have registered for the program. They've asked, you know, can I do this? Can I do this? And we tell them this is the perfect time to ask those questions without the pressure.
Is there any one specific thing you hear from families about, or is it just a wide range of everything?
It's a wide range because everyone is so different. Every individual is so different. So we really are trying to empower parents, you know, to find out what's going to be needed for their family.
Is this an event that's been going on for a few years, or is this the first one for you guys?
This is the first one for us. We know that there are some airports around the nation that have done similar programs, and we've tried to model a lot of what we're doing after those programs, but this is the first one for us, so we're excited.
Well, and I think, too, for you guys also, I mean, it's a chance for you guys to experiment with this whole process as well. I mean, to kind of anticipate what kinds of questions might come out of this. But, I mean, I think the idea in theory is just so fascinating, and it's so fantastic because it's a thrill for the kids because they're being put on a plane or being placed in an airport for the first time in their lives, and you've got to imagine there's some sort of a thrill associated with that. But as you said also, it's going to be experimental, I mean, for everybody involved, too, because, you know, until you get out there and do it, you just don't know what you're up against. I mean, do you sense a lot of that with everybody that you're working with as well, with the Medina County Board of Developmental Disabilities as well? Do you guys get the sense, too, that for you guys, this is going to be a little experimental?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't know what we don't know going into this at this point. So we know we're going to learn a lot. And the great thing about that is we're going to be able to take what we learn back to our families, and we're going to be able to give them more support and give them more knowledge. And that's really what our agency exists to do, is to help families.
And I believe I read earlier that the registration expired on August 1st. So you guys have had a little over a week now to kind of put everything together. About how many do you anticipate will show up to this?
So we originally were going to take 100 individuals on the plane. We were able to work with United to get 130 individuals on the airplane. But we have a waiting list of about 60 people. So what we're doing is we're taking names, and next year we will contact those people on the waiting list first and because we anticipate doing this program again next fall, and we'll contact those folks and see if they're still interested in attending.
So, Patty, I'm curious. Are you guys going to run through scenario-type situation? I'd imagine waiting has to be a big thing. If you've ever been to O'Hare, as I think about all my travels, I used to live in North Dakota, planes never seem to be on time at O'Hare. So do you have a situation like that you guys are maybe bringing in?
So we're not adding any situations to this. Maybe in future programs or events we might, but what we do have is we have some staff that are going to be on site so that, you know, as we're waiting, because we will we'll try to simulate as close as we can to an actual experience at the airport. So while you're waiting to board the plane, we're going to have some staff there that if, you know, an individual's having a concern, they'll be there to support them and help them through that and maybe give them some tools that when they actually do travel on their own, they'll be able to get through those periods that may be a little challenging.
Very cool.
Patty, you mentioned 130 folks have signed up for this. Any idea on the breakdown of that? Just kind of curious. I mean, do you have a lot of siblings involved, a lot of parents and grandparents involved here? About how does that break down?
So what we really, when we talked about offering this program, we wanted to make sure that it was like a real real experience for them. So we allowed families to bring siblings because they're not going to be traveling just with an individual with a disability. They're going to be traveling with their family. So we have, in all, we have about 40 families that break down to that 130. But we have some grandparents traveling. We have some siblings traveling. So it's really, and it's all ages. It's not just kids. We have some adults that are trying to fly for the first time. So it really is the gamut. And I can't wait till tomorrow to see how that all, you know, melds together and how great that's going to be.
Very interesting stuff. Well, Patty, this was a lot of fun. We certainly appreciate you carving out some time to come in studio with us and talk about tomorrow's event. And, well, hopefully all goes well tomorrow at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, and we'll be doing this again 1 year from today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much again, Patty Hetke with the Medina County Board of Developmental Disabilities, talking about tomorrow's event at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, Take Flight. Very interesting stuff. All right, we need to take a break. Coming up here in just a minute, Bruce Vail is going to tell you what's going on with your money. Matt Douglas will tell you what's going on with the local news. And coming up at 4:10, Sherry Spencer, author of The Avon Lake Story Continues, is going to join us. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930. WEOL.
Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning. Pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today.
Clear the decks. Let's set sail for the weekend. This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight, fair. Low near 65. Maybe a shower Saturday. High of 83.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. While being glued to our phones has often been called out for wrecking relationships, new research suggests that having the same texting habits as your partner can increase